separating the good carbs from the bad. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. While the jury is still out on the overall health benefits of the Atkins diet, people do lose weight when they follow the diet's recommendation to cut out carbohydrates like breads, sugar, and pasta. But a new study in The Lancet suggests that cutting all carbs may not be necessary. Researchers put rats on almost identical high-carb diets, but one group got what are known as high glycemic carbs like white flour and sugar. These carbs raise levels of blood sugar rapidly. The other group got low glycemic carbs, like whole grains, nuts, and vegetables. They release sugar into the blood more slowly. After 9 weeks, the mice eating the high glycemic carbs had 93% more body fat than the low glycemic mice. In other dietary news, a UCLA research team has found that diets high in omega-3 fatty acids protect the brain against cell damage from Alzheimer's disease. The researchers were studying mice bred to have brain lesions similar to those caused by Alzheimer's. Those that ate foods that were high in omega-3 fatty acids, foods like soy and fish meal, showed minimal brain damage. The researchers suspect that the supplements could show similar benefit in humans. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.